She actually doing pretty good. Surgery went well, so doctors gave us a heads up yesterday. So, you know, that means I could have came back and got back with my team and get ready to practice again. So that was good. Very positive from that aspect, you know, especially my mom's one of the most important person in my life, you know, at this point in my career and, you know, all the things that she's done to me. She's so important. You know, she plays such a big role in me being, you know, where I am today. So it was important for me to be there with her.
Mm-hmm. Where are you at with all the controversy about your catches and how you feel about them and your role in the offense?
Well, it's really not a controversy. You know, my role is what it is. I've talked to DQ and, you know, we've gotten past that. It's just certain things that just get out into the media. People just take it way too far, you know. And, you know, I'm on a positive note. We're 4-0, and, you know, that's what it is right now.
Roddy, how'd that conversation go with
you? Oh, it went good. It went good. I mean, we sat around and just talked about, you know, what I wanted to do, you know, what I expected, and, you know, what I wanted to come from it from this point going forward. So it was really good. It was really good. We had a good sit down. We just talked about football, you know, my role, you know, in the offense and what it's going to be. And we walked out there with a great – it was a much-needed conversation, and I walked out there with a great with my head up, and it went well. You know, it went really, really well.
Are you confident with the way progressions go that your share will come?
Yeah. It's just timely, you know, sometimes – you know, you got to sit back and just be patient, you know. And I haven't been very patient around here, you know, for the time I've been around here for a very long time because, you know, I've been getting a lot of passes and stuff thrown to me. So, you know, how people are going to guard us, going to change up from week to week, you know. And I know that as a veteran player and been around there long. So, you know, I just got to just be patient and wait my turn.
Do you see them guarding you drastically differently?
Yeah, I mean, people are trying. I mean, last week was the first time, you know, in a game that, you know, two guys actually followed Julio wherever he went, you know, all over the field. So, you know, that was a different aspect, you know. But we're getting more dime personnel, you know, and that's a whole lot different from what we're used to getting. Even sometimes when we're in base personnel, we're getting, you know, two or three, you know, sometimes five, six DBs, you know, on the field because they're trying to guard us and trying to keep everything compact. So, I mean, that's why our running game has been so good, and we just got to continue to be like that. I mean, when we got guards leading up on safeties and things like that, it's so much easier to run the ball, you know. So it's good. It's good. I mean, everything's working. We're very, very balanced, you know, through the first 4 weeks of the season. We got to keep it going.
You mentioned going forward and you felt good leaving the meeting with DQ about your role. What will your role be as you move on?
It's just be the best Roddy White football player I could be at this point, you know. And, you know, that's what I got to do, you know. And week in and week out, it's going to be different for me. You know, I'm going to have to block people. I'm going to have to catch passes. It all depends on how we attacking people and, you know, how they're playing us. You know, and that's just – game plan goes from week to week, you know, and you never know what you're going to get. Certain things have changed, you know, throughout the game and, you know, us, you know, making changes throughout the game, throughout the game plan. So it'll be different.
Is it easier to make those adjustments and how the team is playing as before?
Definitely. It's always easy to make adjustments, you know, especially at this point. You know, we're done with the first quarter of the season. You know, we're 4-0. And each weekend, I feel like we're getting better, you know. And we get Tevin back this week, so he's going to get some carries. You know, and Devontae will have to split time with him. You know, it's just going to be a lot of things. We only got one football around here, so, and we got a lot of playmakers, so we got to find a way to get the ball to everybody.
If you said Julio's getting doubled like he was last week, if that's the case, that means single coverage for you. Do you sort of salivate at that opportunity?
Yeah, I do because, you know, a lot of times you go against guys that are just really, you know, not as good as the guys that are guarding him, you know. And, you know, it gives me an opportunity to go out there and beat guys. So, you know, if he keeps playing like he's been playing, which he will continue to do, man, it's going to be hard for defenses just not to double team him and just go out there and just freelance, you know. And we'll just see, you know, game plan's always different. You know, we got to see how those guys are playing us and move on from there.